USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two Christopher Columbus statues in Chicago are down after crews removed them in the middle of the night. A group of protesters were there watching and cheering as they removed the controversial statue in Grant Park with a crane. A second Columbus statue in Arago Park was taken down a little bit later. The removals following reports yesterday that Democratic Mayor Lori Lightfoot was planning to get rid of those statues. A week-long celebration of the life of the late Congressman John Lewis. Beginning today, the civil rights icon and 17-term congressman died a week ago after a battle with pancreatic cancer. He was 80 years old. Memorials are planned over the next week in Alabama, as well as Washington, D.C., and in Atlanta. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, no question. Your product's a great product. I mean, it's very, very good. I own a couple of businesses, so I'm on the go a lot. There's no doubt that the energy level increased. Again, your product is very, very good. I couldn't live without it, basically. I thank you for your time. Thank you for the information. And when you talk to Dr. Howard, I'm doing my best and tell him he's got a great, great product.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
President Trump's announced he's going to be throwing out the first pitch at a New York Yankees game on the 15th of August.
And I say, how's the crowd going to be? And, it's like you don't have a crowd. There is no such thing. It's going to be interesting.
Dr. Anthony Fauci threw out the first pitch last night at the MLB's first regular season game between the Nationals and the Yankees. Let's just say it was well out of the strike zone. The president switches course when it comes to his party's convention, as we hear from USA Radio's John Hunt.
President Donald Trump said he will no longer hold a large in-person Republican convention in Jacksonville, Florida, because of COVID-19, but will hold virtual events and give an acceptance speech.
But I looked at my team and I said, the timing for this event is not right, just not right with what's happened recently, the flare-up in Florida.
The president said he spoke with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis about the decision to cancel the convention, and that the governor had not pressured him to do so.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
All of the players for the Washington Nationals and the New York Yankees took a knee before the playing of the national anthem last evening ahead of the first MLB game of the regular season. After the players were introduced, a video played of actor Morgan Freeman reading a speech written by Philadelphia Phillies outfielder Andrew McCutchen and his wife Maria. None of the players knelt during the anthem itself. The Food and Drug Administration is expanding its recall of hand sanitizers to now include at least 75 brands. The FDA says there's been a big increase in hand sanitizers labeled to contain ethyl alcohol or ethanol, and they actually contain methanol, also known as wood alcohol. The problem is methanol that's absorbed through the skin can cause blindness, and it can kill if it's swallowed. One of the brands included in the recall, Bloomin' Clear Advanced, has already been recalled by Walmart, Costco, and BJ's Wholesale Club. And let the countdown begin for the release of KFC Crocs. They go on sale next Tuesday, $60 a pair. Fans will not only look like they're wearing a striped bucket of chicken on their feet, but the shoes also come with two removable drumsticks. You can't make this stuff up. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.